This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Another story of another teenager with a gun wreaking havoc in an American school yesterday. That school was Arapahoe High School in Littleton, Colorado. That is the same school district where Columbine High School was the site of that mass tragedy with Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold killing so many people at that school back in 1999. It is also just a few miles away from Aurora, Colorado, where we had that horrible shooting at that movie theater. That is a town that is going to have to come back from so much pain, but maybe has gotten kind of used to it. Hopefully by now they've got the services that will help the people of that area get through this. They've gotten good at it, which is, by the way, not a good thing for a town to have gotten good at. Most other towns in America hopefully will never have to go through that. But one town that has gone through that, of course, is Newtown, Connecticut, the home of Sandy Hook Elementary School, where Adam Lanza killed his mother Nancy at home, then drove to the school and killed 20 young children and 6 adults. Since then, there have been other school shootings, but you probably haven't heard about them because they don't all make national news, or if they do, they're in the news for 24 to 48 hours and then they go away. Brandy Zadrozny of the Daily Beast did an investigation to look into how prevalent school shootings have become in the last year, just the last year since Newtown. Brandy, welcome to America Weekend.
Thanks for having me.
So how many of these did happen in the last year since Sandy Hook?
Well, we looked at media reports, so there might be more, but we found that there were at least 24 school shootings since the Newtown tragedy, and they caused 24 injuries and 17 people died.
That's twice a month.
Yeah, so it's about every 2 weeks, which is sort of shocking when you think of it in those terms.
Now, none of them were on the scale of Sandy Hook, as I mentioned, but what kind of incidents are we talking about here?
Right, well, you know, our attention is short. There were some that we, you know, definitely heard about in the media. There was the one in Sparks where the young boy, I think he was 12 or 13, killed his math teacher, as well as shooting a couple students before he shot himself and killed himself. And we heard about that one, but more often than not, they were much quieter. So a student, you know, went and shot himself in front of his classmates. There were 5 suicides made up the 24. So all kinds, really. Some were gang violence. Some were, you know, troubled teens. One said that he was bullied because of his red hair, and he shot a couple of students in his school, again, before turning the gun on himself. There's all kinds. There's no way to say this is what, you know, a school shooting looks like.
Right, because there is no standard, although in people's minds, I think there is, you know, some crazy guy like Adam Lanza or you know, the guys Dylan and Eric at Columbine who wanted to do even more damage than they actually did. I think people focus on those because they are mass murders. But in some of these instances, you're talking about only one person dying. And in some, you use the word suicide. Were there people who went to school and killed themselves in school in front of other people?
Yeah, there were... There were 5 killings or suicides that happened like that. One student, you know, called his mother and said, "I'm not feeling well. Can I come home?" And, you know, she said no, and then got a call later that he had pulled a gun out of his lunch bag and shot himself in the courtyard in front of a bunch of other students. One stood up in the middle of class and shot himself in the head. Another went into the bathroom in the morning before classes started and shot himself. I mean, it happens. And it's really scary. And it has to be scary for students at that school, which is something that's sort of lost when people think that these aren't as bad somehow as, you know, the other tragedies that claim more lives.
Yeah, the psychological impact on both students and the adults in that school will last for a very, very long time. I saw in your story that there was a report about kids who are bringing guns to school, and those numbers have apparently dropped in the last year, right?
Right. They've seen a steady decline since the 90s. It's called the Youth Risk Behavior Survey, and it's a nationwide survey that talked about guns and drugs and all sorts of things that might be risky to use. And it showed about 5% of students who say they brought a gun on school grounds in the last 30 days, which is far below what it was before. I think it was like 11% in the 90s. But still, that's 5% of students, K through 12, or 9 through 12, are bringing, you know, guns to school.
That's at least one student in every classroom has a gun.
Right, when you think of it like that, exactly.
What have schools done to try to cut down on guns being brought to school and gun violence in the schools?
I mean, that's a great question, and it's one that I don't think I can answer. The problem is that what can be done? You know, right after Columbine, there was a large push for zero tolerance. There was a large push for clear backpacks and metal detectors. But those things haven't really worked, and they're sort of knee-jerk reactions. When the experts that I talked to said that we need better prevention, we need counseling, we need to really combat the reasons that this is happening, as well as, you know, school security and safety and resource officers. But so far, a large push hasn't really been done at the federal level. States are trying to attack that. I think there have been, 106 laws since Newtown that have put preventative planning measures in place, like gun safety classes and security plans, drills, studies, advisory councils, stuff like that, and school safety.
106 laws that were passed all at the local or state level. As you say, mm-hmm. not much has been done at the federal level. And, of course, right there you've got the influence of gun rights groups, et cetera, that stopped it. Because there was a lot of talk. Even President Obama was saying we're going to have to take some action after the Newtown horror because it was, again, on a larger scale.
Right. And part of President Obama's push that died in the Senate in April, a part of that, as well as gun restrictions, there were school security and safety measures in there as well, but none of that passed. Now, the Justice Department did spend, I think, like $46 million hiring 370 school resource officers around the country, so that's something that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
But, it really doesn't come close to fixing the problem, if anything can.
I know there was an effort by some guns rights groups to say, look, let's just arm more of the people who are in the schools. Has that actually happened?
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty extreme measure, and sort of one that the experts, security experts that I talked to all said was a misguided effort. But there, I think it was eight, that there are eight states that passed legislation arming teachers and staff. So it's not, Texas is one, I think Alabama, Arkansas maybe, but there, several states have, but it's not a widespread tactic that you're going to see.
But even if you do have staff members who are carrying guns, and are hopefully trained in their use and have good discretion and aren't themselves having a bad day or suffering from mental health issues. That's a long list of things you have to worry about at the adult level. Even if you do have some of those in the school, you still have an average of one student per classroom carrying a gun.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, the other problem with that is that, you know, school security officers, resource officers, policemen, these people are trained. They're trained professionals. And, you know, a teacher with a gun that has gone to, you know, one training class or gone to as much training as, like, a civilian would have isn't equipped to carry that gun, isn't equipped to shoot that gun in a way that provides security for young people. And shouldn't be their focus anyway. I mean, I was a school teacher for 5 years. And, you know, we want to carry books, not guns.
In any of the stories that you uncovered in doing this research, did you find stories of staff members who were able to stop gun violence with a gun?
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple of cases, two. One was a middle school, Price Middle School in Atlanta, Georgia, in February, and a 15-year-old student there, he shot another boy in the back of the neck. And he was immediately disarmed and apprehended, but that was by an armed resource officer, not, you know, a teacher
mm-hmm.
or civilian. So So, and that's really bolstered the argument of gun rights or gun rights groups who say that, you know, we should have more guns in school to combat the guns that students are bringing to school.
Brandi Zadrozny from the Daily Beast, thanks so much for your work and thanks for joining me here today.
Totally my pleasure. Thanks so much.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.